This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Those drought monitor maps that come out every Thursday have been around almost 20 years, but they're getting some additional scrutiny now. I'll talk about it after this.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles, with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
I must admit, I don't look at it every week, but many Thursday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, I take a look at the drought monitor map. Now, it reflects conditions each week as of Tuesday morning, but it's released on Thursday morning. The drought monitor was first established back in 1999. Did you know that? Did you know it's been around that long? It was really thrust into the spotlight, actually, during the 2012 drought. But it's a tool that's been used by journalists, by firefighters mapping out potential fire dangers, and increasingly it's being used by policymakers in Washington to better understand what the producers in agriculture are dealing with back in the home states. And ranchers use the information to try to plan for drought conditions that might impact their forage supplies. USDA started using the drought monitor as a trigger for several of the programs in the department. In fact, in both the 2008 and 2014 farm bills, there was a mandate to use the drought monitor to identify areas available for the livestock forage program relief and then to calculate the level of support available to ranchers, and that led to delivery of more than $6 billion for that program alone. Writing in the Tri-State Livestock News, author Amanda Radke points out that there are several indicators used for the drought monitor. It isn't just precipitation or lack of it. There are 40 to 50 indicators. Yes, there is, of course, precipitation, then temperature, soil moisture, river level, snowpack, vegetation. Remote sensing and satellite data are also used to calculate areas of drought and to formulate those maps. I'll be back after this.